Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were stronger across the board in the three main contracts here. We had corn close up 2 to 3 cents and remains above $5, which is a positive mark here. Beans, though, were the strongest. Old crop beans, July beans closed up 24 and a quarter cents at 14.94 and a quarter. New crop beans up 7 to 8 cents. And then wheat futures in July, which is the crop that's going to be harvested or possibly be harvested in the next few months, closed up 14 cents at 7.79 and a half. We had option expiration today for the May contracts. And then, of course, in the next few days, we'll have the first notice day for May contracts. So the spot month will now be considered July. July futures here, so that'll switch things up a little bit. The biggest story of the day, though, is really this news that the exports for the week ending April 17th were the biggest since they've been recording. We exported 1.6 million tons of corn for that week, so a really strong export markets here. Part of the reason why is they're having some port congestion in South America, specifically Brazil, and then unrest in the eastern Russia or the Ukraine. Eastern Europe, Russia, Ukraine region has also slowed down their exports.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Planting progress is shaping up to be significant for the week, which will be on that crop progress report on Monday. It looks like it's going to be somewhere between 25 and 30% planted for the United States. Now, there's pockets that'll be further along than they should be, but for the most part, that's where the whole U.S. as a whole will be. It looks like there's going to be some rainfall forecasted next week in the Midwest, which will slow down progress in the plantings. But at this point, there's not any real concern, as we still have a few weeks before that becomes a concern. And with the technology, of course, it doesn't take very long once the skies open. And if you look at the overall wheat conditions for the U.S., you can basically draw a line up I-35 and west as being pretty dry and below normal conditions, and in a lot of places completely gone. But you hear different reports from out of Oklahoma. There are pockets of good weather, but the farther you go west in the Texas Panhandle, and anything that's not irrigated has really struggled. And then you added on the freeze a few weeks ago, and it has also hurt the wheat crop. There's a lot to look forward to over the next week in terms of weather and reports.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 75 cents at $145 even. May feeders were up 40 cents at $180. And May lean hogs were down 197 at $120.92. In the grains, Kansas City May wheat was up 16 and a quarter cents at 7.75 and three quarters. Chicago May wheat was up 11 and a quarter at $7 and one quarter of a cent. In the row crops, Chicago May corn up 5 3/4 on the day at 5.07 even, and May soybeans were up 26 cents at 14.98 even. In the cotton markets, May cotton was up 29 points 92.95 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.